Hey, Anthony, it's Tom West of the Vikings. We've got a bunch of Twin Cities reporters here. I'll open it up after you make a few comments.
All right, well, can I start?
Yep.
Okay, well, first of all, I just want to just thank Minnesota Vikings for giving me this amazing opportunity. I want to thank Mr. Spielman and Will for believing in me and trusting me to represent the franchise. I was there not too long ago on my top 30 visit and just had a great time. I felt very comfortable with the coaching staff, and I'm looking forward to learning from Coach Zimmer. He's a very smart defensive coach, so looking forward to pick his brain, meet my teammates, and getting to work. I couldn't be more excited to be a Minnesota Viking.
Anthony, what kind of feeling did you get from that top 30 visit?
I wasn't sure. I felt like they kind of played their cards close to the chest. I just tried to do my best, in the meeting room and kind of explain, how much I know about the game of football and how much I really love it. So I wasn't really sure how it went. I thought I did a decent job, but I couldn't really take much from that.
Anthony, can you kind of take us through the transition from running back to linebacker? Whose idea was it? Were you behind did you support it at first, or how did you kind of greet the idea of making the switch?
Well, the first couple of years I was playing offense, and we were losing games, and I wasn't touching the ball much, so I was pretty disappointed. And when Coach Moore got to UCLA, I made a point to introduce myself to him, and I actually asked him, what do you think about me playing defense? And I think he's similar to Coach Zimmer as far as he's very very fond of the defensive side of football, defensive minded coach, and so he agreed to the decision and kind of ran with it. I didn't really know what to expect to come out of it. Never did I think that I'd, be on the phone talking to you guys right now. I was very confident in my abilities, but wasn't sure exactly what direction this was going to go in. So I'm just very happy to be in this position.
Were you just naturally comfortable at the position, or did it take a little time to get that comfort level that you seem to have on the field?
It took a little bit of time. It definitely wasn't something I just picked up, it wasn't like riding a bike or anything. It was, it took a lot of work and did a lot of film study. Worked my tail off, that all season. I attribute a lot of my success to my coaches at UCLA and my teammates for trusting me and kind of helping me through the learning curve, the learning process. So it was something that required a lot of hard work, and I'm just very happy.
What led to you pushing for that? Did you play linebacker in high school? Anything two-way kind of deal?
I only played my freshman season, to be honest. I didn't play my sophomore, junior season. I missed most of my senior season with an injury, so it was pretty much a brand new position to me.
Where'd you see improvement in your second year at linebacker?
I think mentally, understanding my assignment and the assignment of those around me. I was able to pick that up in the second year, and I became more technical as far as pass rushing went. I think I was able to use my hands a little better and had a better feel for the game overall.
Where do you see the areas of your game that you need to improve on?
Hand usage. I think sitting blocks and using counter moves are something that's new to me. How to play the position. I think those are the two that stand out. Honestly, everything. All parts of my game need work, and I'll continue to improve as I get more reps and continue to work at it.
Can you repeat that? You were cutting out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said my hands. Using my hands is what I need to improve on the most. Getting off blocks and using counter moves during pass rush are things that are still new to me just because I've only done it for such a short amount of time. But I believe if I continue to work at it and just continue to dedicate myself to perfecting it, I'll be okay.
How do you feel about playing off in coverage?
For that, actually a lot more this year than my first season at linebacker. So it's something that I worked on every day at practice. Something I'm more comfortable at than I was when I first started. Something that I'll continue to get better at as far as I continue to practice. I'm looking forward to doing that.
What comes with the difficulties regarding some of the playing coverage against some of those Pac-12 receivers, tight ends, and running backs that you might have to cover? What did you learn from that?
Right, it was a lot of those spreads around attack you. Just reading receivers, kind of reading which way they're leaning and whatnot, and in man coverage and getting in zone coverage, really reading quarterback eyes is what we were taught at UCLA. So it was new to me at first, something that still is new to me, but something I'll get better at as I continue to work at that.
You're one of the few guys that decided to stay home instead of going to New York. What went behind that?
I just wanted to be with my family, my friends, and the people that I deserve, that I kind of helped me get to this point. I feel like I owed it to them to celebrate that with them. It's a really big time in my life and a really big celebration. And I wanted to can only accommodate so many. So had a pretty big group here, pretty big support system, and was very happy I was able to enjoy that day or this day with them.
Are you familiar at all with Chad Greenway, and what are your thoughts of playing alongside him as a teammate?
I'm very familiar with him. No, I know he's a bowl linebacker, and I'm just very excited to learn from him, kind of pick his brain, and maybe see what I can learn from him. I know he's a great player, kind of leader of the defense, so I think it would be awesome just to get a chance to meet him and hopefully absorb as much information as I can.
When you came in for your visit, how much did you discuss where you'd fit in with Mike Zimmer's scheme on defense?
I spent a decent amount of time with Zimmer as a linebacker coach, kind of just watching game film of the Vikings and kind of what they have done in the past and when he was at Cincinnati. So I think I can fit into a number of different positions. I think the outside linebacker spot is kind of where they saw me at the time. I don't know if that's changed, but I think I'll be able to come in and hopefully make an impact right away.
Who are some guys in the NFL that you watch film of and try to emulate your game behind?
Well, I like watching guys like Von Miller and Alden Smith, Clay Matthews, Cliff Averill, guys like that kind of get the pass.
What do you take away from Von Miller and Matthews when you watch them?
Just how their motor. You know, I think a lot of Clay's acts come just off of just relentlessness. You know, he doesn't might not have the best technique or whatever, but he gets the quarterback very often because he just continues to work and continues to work the entire play. You know, never takes the play off. And I think that's kind of the main thing I got from him.
Hey, Anthony, thank you.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you very much, Scott.